Good evening, Cougar basketball fans. Welcome courtside inside the sold-out Marriott Center. Tonight, the BYU Cougars host the nationally ranked Kansas Jayhawks. Corner three, Trevin Nell. Yes! Welcome to the 1,000-point club. And Richie will try it from three and score it! Just the start you wanted! All three! There it is! And another Bill Self timeout.
They're almost doubling up Kansas. Can you believe it?
BYU by what? 31.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Makeda.
91-57. BYU wins it, going away.
Wave the towel.
Let's go.
Welcome to BYU Sports Nation, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. It is a winning Wednesday, February 19th. I am Spencer
Linton. More towels!
He is a rally towel collector, Jerem Jordan.
Hey, what a night in the Marriott Center. Because we didn't have halftime. That was from ESPN. We all went over to the arena. I was there for most of the game. Oh, my gosh. I felt like it was going to be 2020 Gonzaga, 2011 San Diego State vibes, and it was, man. It was electric, and BYU gave us the performance of a lifetime, and I can't wait to just celebrate it today on the show. What a win! What a win for everybody, for you, for us, for the team, for everybody. Cougar Nation enjoyed that one, man, and the country noticed. That's what happened last year when BYU won in fog. ESPN blew up. They're talking to Mark Pope after the game. They talked to Kevin Young on SVP. Like, the country saw and felt that
yes.
one.
You know what's interesting? No NBA because of the All-Star break. All eyes on that game last night, which just added to the craziness of it. Huge show today, including how in the world BYU did what they did and pulled off a 34-point win over 23rd-ranked Kansas. What type of statement did BYU make nationally, specifically? And the best sound from head coach Kevin Young, the newest member of the 1,000-point club at BYU, Trevin Nell.
Trevin Nell, congratulations.
Our guy, Foosh Traore, not to mention just a wealth of incredible social media posts and reaction to this win by the Cougars over the Jayhawks. Let's get to it. All rise and shout. It's time for What's Trending.
Like I said, we're hitting our stride and trying to put the country on notice.
The ball was just moving, and they were finding open shooters.
There it is, left wing!
This was one of the greatest performances in BYU history.
And Tata with the LU finish.
It's a great night to be a Cougar, man. That was fun.
That's one word for it, fun. What's Trending, presented by Tim Daly Ford, part of the Tim Daly Auto Group, serving Utah since 1968. BYU started fast and never looked back. They led wire to wire in an absolute trouncing of the powerhouse name that is Kansas, albeit the Jayhawks, not what they typically are in BYU.
Not our problem.
They showed it last night, 91-57, an all-time game at the Marriott Center. We'll get to just how historic that win was in a moment with some of these wild stats. But first, let's hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young on what he thought about the experience last night and just how BYU put together that 34-point win.
It's a great night to be a Cougar, man. That was fun. It's, you know, our guys, they're bought into what we're doing. They believe in themselves and their teammates. And when you got belief, man, and you got guys that try to play the right way and play hard, some good things can happen.
Historic win for BYU, historic loss for Kansas. Here's what the Jayhawks legendary head coach Bill Self had to say about his experience at BYU and history on their side.
Well, I thought we were awful, and I thought they were great. I think BYU could have beat anybody tonight. They were great. And then we didn't do anything to make them play less than great. That's the best anybody's played against us this year, though.
That is quite the statement. The best anybody has played against us all year.
Called BYU and the Marriott Center classy and what the fans did. Awesome. Like, he tipped the cap, which is what you want. You want to feel the respect, feel the love, even from the opponent. And when BYU loses, you want to tip the cap to the other team. So I really like what Bill Self had to say last night. He was complimentary of BYU when we talked to him.
Yes.
The first time before Big 12 Media Days entering the league, he said, BYU's a sleeping giant. Oh, yeah. BYU is a top five team last year. Right now, they're a top five team in this league.
All right, let's get into the specifics of this and break it down by the detail and answer the question that everybody was asking last night. How is this happening? What did BYU do to pull off this 34-point win, Jerem?
I think we should ask what BYU didn't do because they did so much. They dominated everything. BYU shot 51%. They're now 15-0 and shooting 48% or better.
Yeah.
1.319 points per possession, now 17-0 when going 1.1 or higher.
That number is crazy.
Kansas walked in with the number 5 defensive efficiency team in the country. They looked silly on defense. Most points allowed by Kansas in regulation this year. They go up 92 to Houston in OT. BYU never trailed, which, by the way, Kansas never led in the Beehive State. They didn't lead at Utah or BYU. The bench was outscored by Kansas, 31-24. But the BYU starters scored 67 points, outscoring Kansas's entire team of 57. Shout out to Trevin Nell for 1,000 points. That's pretty cool. He scored 2 layups quick against K-State, didn't score after that. So it was fun that the first made bucket for BYU was a 3 from Trevin Nell.
Yes.
To get over 1K, that is cool. And a flu game for him, by the way. He didn't practice yesterday.
After Kaba's flu game, Trevin has a flu game.
Right? Pretty cool. Who's going to have the flu for Arizona and play well? Richie did Richie stuff.
Oh, yeah. Richie Saunders had 22 points. That happened, too.
22 points, made his first 4 threes. He was on fire. Mewet Mag with 13 points, only missed 1 shot. Kaba Kata with another gem. Again, he only plays like 18, 20 minutes. 10 points, 9 rebounds, and a spike into the heavens. I think it went up to the very top. He might play Friday night for the men's volleyball team against Barry. Dallin Hall, 10 points,
8 assists
as well. Unbelievable. Like, it was team effort. Everybody came in and did stuff. The lead that BYU had at halftime, 20, was plus 14 in the second half. They didn't let up. It was awesome. This is one of the best performances we've ever seen from BYU. And the question now gets asked, which may be asked tomorrow more on this program, was this actually a better win than last year's win at Kansas? Mm. Because now BYU's 2-0 against Kansas in Big 12 play and somehow 0-2 in football. That's not what we thought this would be, but it's pretty awesome to have it in hoops.
The way that BYU shared the ball on offense in the first half was legendary. 15 made field goals at the break. All 15 of those were assisted.
That's amazing. You cannot
do better than that.
No, it's impossible.
And to see Dallin Hall, get to 8 assists. And him, he's continuing to emerge. And Yegor was the guy that had the step back 3 this time against Hunter Dickinson.
Yes. Okay. So
the other BYU point guard.
So when Dallin did the step back on Hunter on a switch, I rose up out of my seat and yelled,
Again!
And then he missed. I was like, oh, dang it. But Yegor had one. And it was awesome. It was like, man.
Dallin had his step back 3 later in the game.
Yes.
It just wasn't over Hunter Dickinson.
Right, right. Which, let's just Photoshop that and say it was. I mean, that was. What a night, dude. It, like, here it is from last year. We should have this in our EVS system, as we call it, the tape system, just constantly and just pull it out. So, yeah, step back. This is a step back reel for Dallin Hall. Here it is. Was it on Dewan?
So, kind of. Dewan Harris moves. There's a switch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, BYU was begging Kansas to make threes. They were going under screens on Dewan Harris and other guys.
Jerem, the game
they
plan
could
was,
not make them.
The game plan was executed to perfection. And BYU heard about it, for the most part, in each and every one of their huddles. What do you say if you're a coach? Hey, just keep doing that. Keep going.
You're up almost 40.
Keep making shots.
Don't adjust a thing.
Playing good defense.
Right.
No, I kid, but there were some slight corrections in the first half. BYU had a couple of breakdowns defensively, but, man, they shored those up very quickly, and they let the right guys try and beat them from the three-point line.
Everybody but Zeke Mayo is what I would argue, because that guy is a shooter.
Yeah. And Kansas,
Hunter Dickinson made a couple? Great.
Kansas has a couple of decent shooters, and Will Voigt's defensive game plan was beautiful.
Yes. For a 2025 basketball team, I am shocked at how many three-point shooters they don't have. A.J. Storr was non-existent. He was supposed to be this amazing transfer.
Like much of the season.
Didn't do much. Kansas is underwhelming this year. Not BYU's fault. Not BYU's fault. You come to the Marriott Center as a blue blood, as the number one winningest team in college basketball history. First time in the Marriott Center ever for KU. And BYU was ready. Like, every BYU fan in that gym was ready to give what they needed to give for BYU to win. Not just win, but dominate. I mean, that was all time, bro.
BYU forces 15 turnovers, but 10 steals. Sorry, 14 of those were steals by 10 different players. 14 steals by 10 different players. Everybody was getting after it. Mm-hmm. BYU attacked the offensive glass early. They just played with so much force and pace early in the game that they quite literally ran Kansas mentally out of the gym.
Oh, 8-0, timeout. A minute and a half in, timeout.
Yes.
And I was like, oh,
yes.
That tells me a lot right now.
At halftime, BYU, if you remember, was in a similar position against Kansas State.
Yes.
Then Tim Fanning, another of Kevin Young's assistants, says, hey, we were here against Kansas State, and then it got weird.
Got down to 8.
Let's not 22 to 8. Let it get to that point. So yeah. That was the entire halftime speech from Kevin Young, which is we're not going to allow Kansas to do what Kansas State did, and that is to take it to a little bit of a weird territory. No lull in the second half.
Yep.
Jeremy, they came out, and they just went
increasingly
right back to it. And then it's a 30-point. Then it's a 38-point lead.
And now we're being texted, tweeted about largest losses in Kansas history. 40 was the number. BYU was flirting with that number. You had to go back to 1900. BYU's program started in, 1905, I think? Like, oh, my gosh. They invented basketball, basically. So it's crazy what BYU did last night. And now I don't want to push it forward too much at all because I just want to enjoy this today. Now you play Arizona Saturday. Like, JT on the postgame show was saying, hey, can you bottle some of this and take that to Tucson?
The challenge is to match Arizona's physicality.
Right, and right now, I don't care. Today is a celebration day. It's the team's job to move forward. It's not our job. We can just sit in this and enjoy
yes.
the fact that BYU beat Kansas by 34 points. I mean, heck, a one-point victory would have been monumentous, let alone blowout city.
Our friend TJ Hawes left with like 10 minutes in the game, and he's like, yeah, I've got my kids, and he's like, this game's over, man. Like, I have the luxury
Dad
of leaving
TJ
this
can
game.
Leave.
We can go put the kids in bed. Like,
I was sitting by a couple of Kansas fans who, when they went down 31 with like 12 minutes left, they were out.
Bye.
And some other people were like checking on some other people by me saying, oh, I think we're sitting here. I was like, hey, come sit over here. These seats are not going to be occupied the rest of the game.
91-57.
Oh, I love a when the game-winning point was scored.
Yes.
Number.
Yes.
So BYU Adam at BYU Tandor tweeted at me, so I didn't have to look it up. He said game was won at the 15-12 mark in the second half. Thanks, BYU Adam.
That's when BYU hit at least 58.
Yes.
Incredible.
What?
Incredible.
They didn't have to score after 15-12.
This does not happen to Kansas.
No.
This doesn't happen to Kansas.
They were preseason number one in the country.
We're going to get to all of the history here in just a moment when
yes.
we get into the statement,
yes.
Jerem.
Okay, so what was the statement BYU made last night?
That they are an NCAA tournament team, hands down, no questions asked.
And?
That was determined.
And dangerous. Like,
yes.
not just, hey, we're going to be there. Hey, you don't want to play
BYU,
us. If we're a 10 and you're a 7, look out.
Watch out.
Yeah.
We can shoot it. We can get after it.
Yeah.
BYU is an NCAA tournament team first and foremost. They made a huge jump up. A couple of notable metrics. Ken Pomeroy, they jumped 2 spots to number 31. In the net rankings, BYU, number 31. They jumped
up 5
spots. That's a big jump at this point of the season.
Yes. If you can be in the 20s on Selection Sunday, you're in a great at-large spot. Great.
Everybody... All of the notable college basketball personalities were watching this game, again, because there wasn't anything to watch in the NBA. This was the showcase game of the night in the United States of America, on the mothership, on ESPN.
There were some better maybe matchups, but in terms of, like, interesting, like what's Kansas going to do? Are they going to respond after the Utah loss? It's on the mothership, ESPN, it goes right into SportsCenter. Like, this was the time to do something significant. And BYU owned the night. They really did.
Yes.
The whole country saw and enjoyed this one.
Largest margin of victory over a ranked team in the history of BYU basketball.
That's saying a lot. The previous one was 2021 in Portland against Oregon.
Yes.
BYU climbed up to number 12 after that, after beating number 12.
Yeah,
by 32.
I'm hard-pressed to believe that if BYU is at least competitive in Tucson against Arizona, and I think it will be, that they should be receiving votes by the end of the week.
I think they will. Yeah, they will no matter what.
My goodness.
Unless they, like, get blown out in Arizona. I don't think they will.
Largest win over a Big 12 team in BYU's short Big 12 tenure.
That one's good, too. Like, the fact that BYU has produced a bunch of 20-plus point wins this year, they didn't have a 20-plus point win last year in Big 12 play. They have at least 3.
Yes.
Right now.
Destroyed
Arizona State, Cincinnati,
and now Kansas.
So, what a night. Yeah, the statement is, look out for us in March.
BYU is a tournament team.
February 19th, BYU is getting better. This is the best they've showed us. Is there more for BYU to show? I hope so. I do think this will be the best win of the year. I hope it's like a second-round game to get to the Sweet 16. I hope that's better than this. But in terms
we'll just
of
call it the best regular season win.
There you go. What are we going to remember from this year? I hope it's, yeah, they went to the Sweet 16 or whatever. But we at least are going to remember this game. Just like last year, we remember Kansas as the game last year for BYU. So congrats to the Cougars. It's unbelievable what BYU did. So for Kansas, third worst loss in program history by margin. Tied for the worst loss under Bill Self.
Yikes.
Worst loss in program history to an unranked team.
Oh, boy.
Second Big 12 loss by 30-plus points under Bill Self. Largest loss by a preseason number one ranked team ever.
That's
what
a crazy stat. The last one is unbelievable. No preseason number one has ever lost the way that Kansas did last night to BYU. And I know that Kansas has, in their spectrum, fallen from grace. Number 23 is not where they typically expect to be.
They will be out of the rankings next week. They're done. They play Oklahoma State Saturday. I don't care if they win by 70. They're out of the AP poll next week.
Wow.
After that loss.
You know what else BYU did? They took over sole possession of fifth place in the Big 12.
And they have the tiebreaker against Kansas and Kansas State, Spence. There's a realistic
chance.
There's a realistic chance in the Big 12 standings as we come down the stretch here with just five regular season games that BYU could be the five seed again. That's better than, like I said last year, last season, because you didn't have Arizona in the league. They're going to be in the top four.
Yeah.
So this is like BYU climbed up a spot in a bigger league. So BYU's in fifth. Remember, in the Big 12 tournament, 9 through 16 play on Tuesday. 5 through 8 come in on Wednesday. I think that's where BYU's going to come in is Wednesday. Now you're in the second round. You win one game. You're in the quarter. If somehow BYU goes on a run these last five and they go 4-1 or something and they win at Iowa State or whatnot, there's an outside chance that BYU could somehow sneak into the top four. I don't think that will happen.
3-2.
But there is a chance. Yes, 3-2 is what they'll probably do. And now they're going to go potentially 12-8.
Wow.
We were hoping for 10-10. So here's what BYU has down the stretch. At Arizona Saturday, which, by the way, it's the first time BYU is playing two top 15 or 20 KenPom teams in the same week since Louisville and UNC in Vegas back in 2008. I sidelined that Louisville game. That
BYU
was a fun
split
one.
Split that one, beat
yes,
Louisville, lost to UNC close.
Yes, that was in the Orleans. Little did we know that would become our second home, the Orleans later. At Arizona State next Wednesday, that's the only Wednesday game for BYU in conference. West Virginia at home, at Iowa State, Utah. You hope you beat ASU, West Virginia, Utah, at least. Can you somehow sneak in at Arizona or at Iowa State? By the way, Iowa State, look, 8. Arizona, 9 in net. Those would become the best wins of the season by net. I think this is going to be the best win of the season.
Everybody will remember
this one. Margin
the
and the domination.
Did you see the way BYU destroyed Kansas? That conversation will be had in the war room before Selection Sunday, and it will be repeated again and again discussing BYU's resume.
You set a new high, and it's real high. Like, Kansas? I don't care that they're down a little bit. It's kind of like in 94 when BYU football beat Notre Dame and Oklahoma. I think they both went 6-6. Not our problem. BYU won those games. And that's an underrated 10-3 BYU Copper Bowl winning season, which I broke my collarbone the day BYU beat Oklahoma. That's why I remember the date, December 30th.
Your sacrifice is noted. If that's what it took for BYU to win the Copper Bowl, thank you, Jeremy.
You're right, but it's not about me. BYU is in a great spot right now. Keep this going. Don't need to upset Arizona and Iowa State, although that'd be awesome. Go 3-2, 12-8. You're a 5-8 seed. Now you're in a great spot to win a game or two in the Big 12 tournament and add to the resume and be a single-digit seed.
BYU was 2-4 in this league, 4 weeks ago? They got trounced by Houston. It was an embarrassing loss. Yep. Lost a frustrating game to Texas Tech at home. Then stubbed their toe on the road at TCU in Utah. And
Woof.
People are saying, the only teams they've beaten are Arizona State and Oklahoma State. Is BYU even going to sniff the tournament? This is an NIT team. I remember.
At the time, they were.
I remember
they had to
well.
Climb out.
Okay. 7 of 9 now they have won, and they have totally flipped the script. Kevin Young said it again last night, keep stacking good days.
Mawit Mag in the starting lineup, BYU's 8-3 since that switch. I'm not saying it's all Mawit, But certainly he and that group have contributed, right, to this turnaround.
Our question of the day, what was your favorite moment from BYU's 34-point win over Kansas? There are like 178 notable moments from last night, so just pick one of them. Travis Larson, 32 on X, says, the energy and atmosphere of the Marriott Center, it was off the charts good.
So fun.
Kansas was walking into a buzzsaw last night. One of the best sporting events I've been to. Go Cougs.
If they thought, if Kansas thought, like, oh, it was tough to play at Utah. Oh, good luck.
Yes.
Good luck. Andy Katz was like, hey, because he covered New Mexico for, the, I think, the Albuquerque Journal in the 90s. He said, people are finding out that Salt Lake Provo
it's tough.
Road trip's rough.
Yes, there are, I believe, four teams in the Big 12 that have been swept in their Beehive State swing.
Wow.
That's something.
If I'm Bill Self, I send a message to the league going, hey, can we not play in Provo next year?
I love BYU fans on social media last night, too. Hey, Utah, hope you enjoyed your close wins over Kansas State and Kansas. While we blew both of those teams out.
Margin measuring.
The Crocs all on Instagram. The Yegor step back over Hunter Dickinson looked very familiar.
Yep, put it in the MOA, the Museum of Art. Put it in there.
All right. You've heard a few of the fans' favorite moments, some of our favorite moments from last night's BYU victory. I also asked BYU head coach Kevin Young, Trevin Nell, and Fouche Traore about what their favorite moments were from last night's unforgettable win. Listen to this.
Honestly, probably Elijah Crawford's layup as one of them. I mean, that's the guy who, you know, plays really hard every day in practice and doesn't get a chance to compete out here. And he comes in there, makes a layup, and is fired up and goes back and guards on the other.
It was definitely Cable's block. That man, the shot goes up. I was like, okay, Cable's probably going to barely touch it. It's going to go out of bounds. Like, it'll be good. But the way he took off, the way the ball just sounded going six rows up, it was pretty insane.
I would say the last Cable block, man. Like, I was like, man, how did he even? No, that was just a different level. It was like a volleyball, you know.
Ball out of commission. The sound that made was wild.
We should, like, normally this is a family-friendly show. This block is not family-friendly. I mean, that was violent.
And TVMA! Props to
Elijah, right, for being ready, which was great. That Cable block, though, that's serious. So his brother plays in the top Italian volleyball league, which is the best league in the world. He's unbelievable. Like, volleyball's in his family. That's not an unfamiliar motion for him.
Yes. I love that Kevin Young talked about Elijah Crawford's layup, and he threw a nice pass for an assist just before that as well. Good to see all those guys get some run and have some memorable moments in an unforgettable one.
Yeah, it was all-timer, man. Okay, BYU basketball with Kevin Young. Tomorrow night, 8:30 Eastern on the BYU TV app. Again, another fun celebration. I'm sure Kevin's going to want to move on to Arizona and get ready for that. But, hey, enjoy this one. All-time dub against KU.
I asked Coach Young about now turning the page to Arizona. Later in the interview, you'll hear it all next, as you will hear from Trevin Nell on Crossing 1,000 Points and Fouche Traore. More from the historic win on BYU Sports Nation.
This portion of BYU Sports Nation is presented by the Tim Daly Auto Group, serving Utah since 1968.
Welcome to the 1,000 Point Club, Trevin Nell.
It was super special for sure.
Another one. Boost gets it back off of the deflection. Oh. And dunks it! Look what I found. You single team him, good luck to you.
Let's go, Cougars!
So fun,
unbelievable. We are live in Studio B. It is a winning Wednesday.
More towel games, by the way.
Right?
It felt like an NBA playoff game.
Yes.
It added to the experience. It's awesome.
This is your day-to-day BYU Sports play-by-play. As part of that play-by-play, we are recapping last night's win over Kansas and doing so right now with the full interview post-game with BYU head coach Kevin Young, where he addresses everything from how in the world that happened last night to turning the page to Arizona. Here we go.
Coach, how would you sum up what just happened at the Marriott Center tonight?
Just a great night to be a Cougar, man. That was fun. It's, you know, our guys, they're bought into what we're doing. They believe in themselves and their teammates. And when you got belief, man, and you got guys that try to play the right way and play hard, some good things can happen.
Obviously, you made a ton of shots in this game, and it got going early in the first half. But was that the genesis of this run, or did it start from somewhere else?
I mean, that certainly helped. I mean, shot making is obviously the fuel, obviously. But, you know, look, they're a team that gives up a lot of threes. So we knew we were going to be locked and loaded coming into the game. You know, we didn't, especially the start, they, you know, it was a real contrast in styles. They went super big. They changed their starting lineup and went super big. And we were, you know, we felt like we had the advantage. And to start the game, it kind of worked out that way, which we were fortunate.
You can pinpoint so many big plays in this game, but I mean, if you had to pick two or three that were your favorite moments from tonight, what would they be?
Honestly, probably Elijah Crawford's layup as one of them. I mean, that's the guy who, you know, plays really hard every day in practice and doesn't get a chance to compete out here. And he comes in there, makes a layup, and is fired up and goes back and guards on the other. And so that was cool. Just, I don't know if I could give you many more. I mean, there were so many things that were going on. It's hard to just single out, you know, one play. I thought Foose in particular, his physicality on Dickinson in the first half really helped us kind of set the tone with our physicality, which is honestly something he hasn't been doing. And so I've been challenging him a little bit, you know, gave him some love at halftime for that, and that was a big part. But look, man, that was a team win. I mean, at halftime, every basket we had was assisted. I mean, that's insane. I don't know what it ended up.
15 for 15 at half, right?
Yeah, at half. And I mean, again, that speaks to our style of play and our identity. And, you know, that's a connected team when that happens.
At halftime, what did you say to your team? Because often there's a little bit of a lull from a squad. That didn't happen for your team tonight. So what was the message in the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, Tim Fanning, one of my assistants, whispered something right before I was getting ready to go address the team and had mentioned the second half start against Kansas State, which wasn't good. And so it was actually kind of funny. I actually fumbled my words trying to tell the guys to step on their throat. We actually had a little laugh about that coming out of halftime. But, you know, the message was, you know, basically don't do what we did against Kansas State. And so the guys responded.
You've been really good lately sharing the basketball. Would you say tonight was the best performance that you've had all season sharing the basketball?
Certainly up there. But, again, I mean, that's kind of what they forced you to do. And, you know, a lot of teams aren't built the way we're built. You know, particularly in this league, you know, where we have that much, you know, shooting across the board. You know, we got a big man rolling, and our system's constructed that way. So, you know, if teams want to take away the paint, then, you know, we'll try to take what they give us, rather. Some nights teams try to take away a three, we get to the rim. That was Kansas State. This game they try to take away the rim, we get three. And so we just try to read what they're doing, and execution was good tonight.
What do you say to your team when the game is essentially over in those last timeouts? What are you trying to accomplish there when the game is yours?
Nothing changes. We just want to keep playing our brand of basketball. You know, I think if anything, you know, I got so much respect for Coach Self and their program. I mean, you know, we're trying to get ourselves, you know, at some point to be, you know, in those kind of conversations more regularly. And so, you know, we want to just keep playing our game. We feel like they couldn't stop what we were doing, and we just want to keep, you know, pedal to the metal and just kind of have people see, like, hey, man, we're for real. You know what I mean?
You were adamant this week that while Kansas was a wounded animal and they might be thinking about last year's loss, that they were going to come in and be a little bit desperate, that you guys were hungry too. So what went into the mentality of preparation for this game with that in mind?
Yeah, I mean, exactly what you just said. You know, we knew what it was. BYU beat them at their place last year. They just, you know, had a tough loss up the road. And we, you know, sometimes I think in sports, it's like, oh, there's like this, oh. I'm like, all right, yeah, well, there's two teams that play the game. You know, we're coming off two big wins, and we're as hungry as they are, if not more hungry, because we're trying to continue to build. And so, you know, that's just the internal, like, moxie, belief, confidence, whatever you want to call it, just trying to continue to put that on the forefront of our team.
4 days until you have to play at Arizona. Obviously, you're aware of that and what it's going to take to play well and win there. So what's the next step for this team as you prepare for a really challenging road game against a good team?
Yeah, no, they are a really good team. You know, I think they're one of the most physical teams we've played against, particularly with their offensive physicality. I think we've taken some steps in the right direction there compared to the last time we played them. And, you know, this is fun. This is more like the NBA for me, where you get to play a team again in the regular season. So we'll be able to make some adjustments, you know, look at some things that hurt us, and that, you know, that place will be rocking on there, especially after us getting this win. So it'll be a fun game.
By nature, you are a coach. You're in the details. If you could be nitpicky tonight about the performance, where do you want to see improvement? And I ask that hesitantly because it was such a good game.
you know, like, there's not a lot of games where everything feels like it's clicking. I mean, they had 10 offensive rebounds. I'd probably go there. You know, we feel like if we can rebound and not turn the ball over, like, those are the two catalysts for us to ultimately reach our pinnacle. And so that's something we talk about ad nauseum. We just got to continue to keep guys off the glass. I mean, that is one of the downsides of playing, you know, more, you know, shooters or whatever you want to call our group versus, like, some of the power plays that you see in this league. And so, you know, sometimes it's a contrast in style of what wins. You know, when you hit 14 threes, you know, that's usually a good recipe. But you can't just rely on that. You still got to be able to keep them off the glass, too. So that's something we got to keep working on.
All right, some quick hitters to close out, kind of like we did last time. I'm going to say a name. You tell me what they did tonight that you liked the most. Trevin Nell crosses 1,000 points, played a great game. What did you like aside from him?
But I just, you know, I like that he was, you know, ready to go right out of the gate. You know, he actually missed shoot around yesterday. He was sick. And so, you know, for him to come in ready to go and get us off to a good start with his shooting was good. And, you know, really proud of him for reaching that milestone. He's had an unbelievable career here, and he's having a great year for us.
Mwip Mag is an increasing role and making an impact in games. What are you seeing from him?
Man, just the defensive intensity, you know, where my mind first goes. He's doing a good job of just making, you know, I was probably doing too much dumb stuff as a coach. And, like, certain players that are specialist stuff, you just let them do their thing. And I'm like, Mag, just go do Mag things. And so he was doing that on the defensive end. But, you know, he's the guy, when he's making quick decisions offensively, you know, he can be super efficient. Tonight he was banging threes on their overhelps and made them pay. So he had a good night.
All right, and I do need to point out that you were holding the microphone just fine on your own during that post-game press conference with the ESPN. You ready to be a reporter now and do your own post-game?
Nah, man, I'll leave that up to you. I could barely hear him. I was so nervous. I can't hear the guy. But, nah, you do such a great job, man. And filling out that suit, mighty fine, I'll add as well. But, nah, man, just honestly, just a good night all around for BYU. Happy we could do it on a, you know, a big platform that we had tonight and kind of let the world in on what we got cooking here.
What will you remember most about this win and this night at the Marriott Center?
Just shout out to all my family that's here. My high school coach, Roger Quam, that's my guy. You know, outside of my mom and dad, he's been one of the most influential people in my life. So really cool to have him here. And then, you know, I got my wife's pretty much her whole family. And we just had it's been a fun week. And to have them be at this game was extra special.
All right. I'm just a guy alongside the future budding reporter, Kevin Young. Coach, congratulations. Please don't take my job.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Understandable smiles, hey, all around.
Hey, filling up that suit pretty well, I might
have. I was getting razzed about that, yeah, for sure.
That's a good razzing, dude. No one's saying that about me.
Kevin Young, man. I love that he answers everything so genuinely. And so when I asked him, yeah, like, What do you try and do better after this? And he had to think for a minute.
He was like,
these games don't happen often, but I guess we'll settle on we gave up 10 offensive rebounds.
BYU's up to number 13 in offensive efficiency, by the way. I didn't think that the team could get better at offense than last year because they were pretty stinking good. They're better.
Mm. Man.
This is the greatest offensive team BYU's ever produced by offensive efficiency right now. In the KenPom era.
Our guy Trevin Nell played a big part, wow, of what BYU did last night. Got BYU off on the right foot. Literally, bang, bang, break 1,000 points. BYU's up 3-0. Crowd's going nuts.
They announced it at that next break, which was nice. The whole crowd acknowledged it.
I mean, 30 seconds into the game, place is on fire,
yep,
because of 1 3-pointer.
Yep.
We asked him about that and about how BYU builds from this as they push to Arizona.
This is a career man. Career man, 1,000 points. Yes, you had the flu yesterday, okay? How you feeling right now?
I'm still kind of, like, going through it, but it's been awesome. Like, to have my team rattle around me, and then I had, like, Yegor and Trey calling me. Yegor called me, goes, hey, this is the game plan because I wasn't here at practice yesterday. And Yegor talked me through the game plan. We talked about matchups, where we would play at. And so, you know, it just shows, like, the trajectory of this team, and we're turning a corner right at the right time.
You knocked down that first three. You cross over 1,000 points. I know that you wanted to have it happen, but to have it happen against Kansas, the first shot of the game, what do you think of that?
It was odd. As soon as I touched the leather, I was like, this shot's going up. But it was, like I said in media today, to be able to do it in this atmosphere with this crowd, against a team like Kansas, it was super special for sure.
What the heck did your coach say to you at halftime to provide the support that you needed to not have a lull coming out, because it was a blowout at halftime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about it as a team first that it's 0-0. Like, we're not coming out being soft. We're not going to come out and, you know, let them come back. And we had a similar score when we played Kansas State, and they made a run. And so we pretended like it was 0-0. Us five starters, we kind of buckled down, and we really showed that, like, no matter what happens, like, we're going to play together and trust each other. And then, you know, the bench energy was great. Everybody was having a good time. It's, you know, it's fun to be a team, and it's even better to be a team like Kansas because they're, you know, renowned. It was awesome for sure.
Other than the three that you made to break over 1,000 points, what was your favorite play of the night?
My favorite play was even my scoring. It was definitely Cable's block. That man, the shot goes up. I was like, okay, Cable's probably going to barely touch it. It's going to go out of bounds. Like, it'll be good. But the way he took off, the way the ball just sounded going six rows up, it was pretty insane. I was thinking, oh, the volleyball team's probably calling him right now. Like, they're probably recruiting him, doing something. But, yeah, Cable's a special athlete for sure, and it's awesome to have him on the team.
Your team obviously made a ton of shots, ton of three-pointers. You knew that Kansas had a weakness defending the three. So what goes into – I mean, they're going to be there, but you made them. And that doesn't always happen. So, and you've made them more often than not, especially during this recent run you've been on. What has changed there in the confidence of the team shooting?
Yeah, I think we just trust each other. Like, we have our three main points that we had when we were going through kind of a roller coaster of a season. And we just talked about, like, having joined the gym, playing for your brother, and playing harder than the guy in front of you. And when you're playing so hard and you're playing harder than the other team, it's just the karma of the game. Like, the shots are going to start falling. And then, you know, you have guys on the team that are being super selfless. Like, we always talk about hitting singles instead of home runs. And that's what we did tonight. We just hit singles, and we made the shots that, you know, the passes came. And so it was awesome to play, again, in this atmosphere.
Speaking of the atmosphere, and I asked Foose this question as well, because you've been in a lot of big-time games, big-time environments, Gonzaga. How does this atmosphere compare to those?
This is the best, you know, atmosphere in the entire country. Like, I'll say over and over again, and I'm not even biased. Like, the fact that we had this amount of energy from the start of the tip to the end of that last whistle is pretty special. Like, to have a 20-point, you know, lead, to go to 30 because of this atmosphere is unbelievable. And, you know, shout out to The Rock, shout out to, you know, Cougar Nation, because they brought it tonight.
Okay, I know that you're going to relish this win, and you should for a little bit, but I'm going to push it forward to Arizona a little bit because they got you here.
They did.
And you know how physical they are. What do you do differently the second time around as you get ready for Arizona?
Match their physicality. Like, I think we're such a better team than when Arizona came here already. And the way we trust, the way we're, like, passing and just trusting each other, I think it shows. Like Coach, again, said, like, he just talks about hitting singles, and I think that's kind of the different mindset that we have going into these games. But, yeah, Arizona's really talented. I heard the atmosphere is fun, but it's not anything like here. But, yeah, again, like, we're going to, you know, cherish this win. We're going to have fun tonight, and then we're going to get back at it tomorrow.
What's the best thing your team did schematically tonight? And there's a lot of good there.
Yeah, I think we just played hard in transition. Like, we passed the ball ahead, made plays for each other, and, you know, I think someone's told me a stat, like, the first couple, like, 15 baskets were all assisted. So the fact that we're playing for each other, the fact that we're just spraying the ball around the court, have elite spacing, I think that really shows. And I think that was, you know, awesome to play. And it's fun being a shooter, and, you know, you have guys like that can pass.
I got to ask you about the KYU t-shirt again. Is the production begun for Coach yet?
I need KYU to be over here. Like, he's not around right now. But Coach Young, yeah, he hasn't seen the shirt. I'm kind of just doing it on the side right now. But, yeah, this guy, he makes it. Shout out to him. But if you guys want the shirt, you got to tap in for sure.
Trevin, congratulations on your career mark on an incredible, really record-setting type win tonight for BYU.
Yeah, let's go. Now we got to bring the energy. Cougar Nation, I know Arizona probably won't give a lot of tickets out, but bring it Saturday. Let's go.
Thanks, Trevin.
Appreciate you.
Trevin Nell and the KYU t-shirt, by the way, have been recognized by the head coach.
Oh, very nice.
He saw it later.
By the way, check out the Foose interview on our YouTube channel if you didn't catch it last night. BYU and Arizona. Coming up tonight, Women's Hoops. You can listen to it on BYU Radio. Watch it on ESPN Plus, 8 Eastern time.
We've still got work to do after the break. Huge upset in the Big 12 last night. Shakes things up in the conference standings a bit. Plus, a BYU signee named Gatorade Player of the Year.
Hey!
Another one! Headlines next on BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by The BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Follow BYU Sports Nation on social. We're on Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok.
Do it! Welcome back to the show. I am Spencer.
It's up to you, but
he is Jerem. I feel like we should do headlines.
All right, Shia LaBeouf.
Do it!
Men's basketball blew out number 23, Kansas, 91-57. Why is that man screaming at me? at the Marriott Center. 34-point win was BYU's largest over a ranked opponent in program history. Third biggest loss in program history for Kansas. Richie Saunders led BYU with 22. Trevin Nell, 15 points, scored his 1,000th career point with BYU's first made shot. With the win, BYU 9-6 in the Big 12, sole possession of fifth in the conference standings with five regular season games to go. Up next, at number 19 Arizona on Saturday.
You know what we didn't point out, Jerem? We both got our bold predictions right.
Yes, we did.
BYU covered 17 plus.
More on that later.
On the Big 12 scoreboard last night, number 5 Houston. No problems with Arizona State and Tempe, 80-65 as the Cougars in red improved to 14-1 in Big 12 play, two games ahead of second place Arizona. Number 8 Iowa State handles Colorado 79-65. The Cyclones now 11-4 in the Big 12. And how about this? TCU upsets number 9 Texas Tech by 3 points. With the loss, the Red Raiders fall to 11-4. They're now tied with Iowa State for third place in conference. Tonight, a pair of games. Cincinnati at West Virginia, old rivalry renewed. UCF trying to get off their schneid at Oklahoma State.
Women's Hoops in Tucson to play at Arizona tonight. BYU lost the first meeting in the Big 12 opener, 57-54 in Provo. You can watch the game on ESPN+. Listen to Shep on BYU Radio at 8 Eastern.
BYU cross country and track and field sign Charlie Voss, who is the Gatorade National Boys Cross Country Runner of the Year.
Yeah.
Voss hails from Rio Rancho, New Mexico, and is the reigning Nike Cross Nationals champion.
That's a big deal, that race. Whew. Big deal.
BYU signees swept the Gatorade National Cross Country Player of the Year awards. Jane Hedengren was named the Girls Player of the Year back in January. The rich get richer at Brigham in running.
It's a running school. Jane goes to Tempe nearby. The USTF CCCA indoor track and field team rankings were released yesterday. Women's team up 4 spots to number 2, while the men's team climbed into the top 25 for the first time this season. They are number 25.
And BYU baseball drops a game at UCLA 15-4 last night. The Cougars 2-3 on the season. The Batcats back in action tomorrow night as they open a 3-game series at Cal State University, Northridge. After the break, BYU's 34-point win over Kansas and the social media storm that came right along with it. The best reactions on the way on the show. Don't go anywhere. A warm welcome back to this wonderful Wednesday show.
I'm so warm last segment. Just
BYU
yelling at
Sports
people,
Station.
Man.
Do it!
Still funny.
BYU by 34 over Kansas. Not surprisingly, the national media went absolutely haywire on social media last night.
A lot of
night.
Fun tweets.
Goodness.
Still calling them tweets. I don't care.
We're going to start this social media recap with a solid post from at BYU MBB, the official BYU men's basketball account, who pointed out that history repeats itself, Jerem.
Yeah.
With Dallin Hall.
Yep.
Step back again. This time not over Hunter Dickinson, but look at the very, very similar scenario and same result.
Shaquille Moore is his name. Yeah, step back. Love it. How about Yegor Demon with the step back over Dickinson, to which Retzloff 12 for Heisman tweeted, Dallin Hall shakes hands. Emoji. Yegor Demon owning Hunter Dickinson.
I thought Hunter Dickinson really would play much better than he did against Utah. He didn't.
No.
5 for 13, I believe, from the 12.
12 points. He had 14 boards, which is a big number, yeah. But, like, in a loss, like, who cares? Didn't matter.
At Post Jimmer.
Okay. First read Robbie McCombs.
Okay.
Tweet.
Okay.
Because he quotes.
We'll start with Robbie
Steve
McCombs.
Quotes Robbie.
Who said, imagine telling yourself about this moment, BYU beating Kansas, when BYU dropped games to Pacific and Portland. Okay? Post Jimmer quotes that and says, all great things in life require sacrifice. The WCC years were our penance.
I almost can't remember those feelings because it's been
take
so...
Take that, Bobby Sharp!
It's been... Don't bring him up. Okay? Come on. Okay, this next one was the best tweet I saw all night. At Jayhawk Lasso.
Who is a BYU fan outside of being a Kansas fan.
I wish we were still the only ones paying players. The playing field gets leveled a little bit. That was awesome.
Okay, at BYU Forever, quoting Scott Van Pelt from SportsCenter with SVP last night, who said on his show, the fact that there's not a number by BYU's name is just dumb, meaning that they're not ranked.
Right. Again, AP poll top 25. That's nice. Net matters the most. BYU's 31 today.
Our guy, Zach Bloxham, is back on social media.
He took a
long break.
He
took a long break. He's back.
I love this one.
We got to tag. Clip this off and send it to Zach. We love Zach. He said, nothing better than some curly-headed BYU guy with a wife and a mortgage absolutely cooking some wide-eyed underclassman on national television.
Richie Saunders. For the win. At Sporty McSports, BYU basketball punishing Kansas for their football team.
Yeah.
I felt a little cathartic feelings after the Kansas loss in football.
Vindicated!
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw a dashboard, dude, with All-American rejects in Murray like three years ago. It was so good. It was great.
Hey, you should do the next one.
Okay, Cougar.
You should do the next
Cougar
one.
Chaps. Jerem Jordan called it 17 plus 17. I was afraid to say 17 plus yesterday. I don't know that I called it.
17 plus times two.
Okay, we talked both.
Yeah.
We talked both predictions. You said, hey, BYU will like dominate in the paint. Was that the more paint points?
They outscored Kansas by 10 in the paint.
Okay, and I said BYU's going to cover. It was BYU by 2.5, 3.5. Oh, boy, did they ever. They 10 times that. They 10x that, as they say.
Love this. Delta Devils men's basketball. This is Mississippi Valley State.
It's a parody account.
Parody account.
Yeah.
We don't feel so bad about losing by 44 anymore.
People thought that was the real account, myself included, for a long time. In fact, until right before the show.
It's hard not to believe that. Was the real account. They had to include, in parentheses, parody.
Twitter made them.
Parody.
I think the school's like, okay, this isn't our account. Sean Paul, CBB. BYU is an NCAA tournament team. We saw why that should be the case today. Needed this win in a big way. Got it. Kevin Young has an elite offensive team and one of the best rebounding teams in the country. Richie Saunders deserves more love, too.
Absolutely.
By the way, BYU is yet to lose a game when they out-rebound the opponent. That's 100% win. Right.
Coaches pointed that out last night. Get after it on the glass.
Yep.
Love my guy Chris Burgess, who comes over to me during the timeouts. He's got his iPad with his next level analytics, and he's always pointing
things out to you.
Love these six.
You're not even the sideline reporter on this game. He's just like, here.
Love these six offensive rebounds right here. We're playing the force. We're getting after
it.
Nice. Yes.
That's awesome.
Man, we got a low. Our second team needs to be better.
That's
like,
great.
Love Burgess. Love that entire staff. All good vibes. Man, our question of the day. Hard to pick. What was your favorite moment from BYU's 34-point blowout win over Kansas? At Mosier_Ellie on Instagram says, the Kata block in all caps.
Trevin Anfus said that too.
At WDHeath40 on X, 15 assists on 15 baskets in the first half. BYU was selfless in more ways than one.
Hey, that's a life lesson, right?
Yes, it is. Sharing is caring.
Yes, it is.
Sharing is caring.
Share the rock.
Okay. At BYU Ace Man on X says, the final score. I was traveling and missed the game. I got to the hotel, looked up the results, and screamed, what? What a great score against Kansas.
Go back and watch it.
All right, one more. Awesome. At Caleb Plew on X says, forcing Bill Self to use his final timeout with 14 minutes left in the game.
That's a great one. That's a great one.
That's when I realized Kevin Young is out coaching one of the best in the nation.
Bill Self still trying to equal what he did with Tulsa in the 90s, winning the Marriott Center.
That's right.
Yeah.
Got to throw way back.
I hope they come back next year. Please have Kansas back in the
I hope they play two games next year.
That'd be great.
I would love them to have a home and road scenario.
That'd be great. I'd love that.
We'll put a bow on today's winning show. And it's been a beautiful gift, right?
It's been awesome.
So let's just add a bow to it. And some more sparkles and whatever you'd like.
Oh, no.
No sparkles?
Too messy.
Okay, fine. No sparkles. Stay with us.
Too messy.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by The BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Welcome back with our question of the day. What was your favorite moment from BYU's 34-point win over Kansas? The rally towels were pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Rally
towels
looked fantastic. Our elite voice of the day presented by PAX Healthcare Elevated from at Vid and Slish on X says, listening to yesterday's BYU Sports Nation after the game and hearing Jerem Jordan say things like, quote, I'm not calling for a 28-point win, referencing Cincinnati. They did you 6 points better.
I should have just said I was calling for it. I got scared. No, but what a performance by BYU.
Today's Rise and Shout-Out presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics.
For the team, the staff, the athletic marketing, for the fans, for everybody. Everyone was ready for that and dominant. It was a great performance.
What a build. dare I say, vibes of Kansas State in football. Like that
right?
type of celebration.
Right? It was awesome. And the performance. Everything went BYU's way.
Our thanks to today's guests, BYU head basketball coach Kevin Young, a couple of his stars, Trevin Nell. Foose Traore's interview is on the YouTube channel.
Sorry to Dennis, ran out of time.
For Jeremiah Spencer, shout out to Ben Cook. We'll see you tomorrow back here in studio B. Go Cougs!